this is Daisy.
Hi, this is Cindy.
Welcome to Surfing Sisterhood Taiwan.
Yeah.
This is our second English podcast. So today we are going to talk about a very important issue. It's a global issue. And it's related to surfing.
Yep.
So we're going to talk about veganism and vegetarianism and how it helps with the environment.
Right, and then why surfers are more affected by it, and it really has changed our lifestyle.
Yep. And before that, before we get started, we want to remind you, you can search for us if you type in Surfing Sisterhood Taiwan
on Instagram
and all of the podcast platforms such as
Spotify,
Google, Apple, yeah, all that good stuff.
So let's get started.
I've been a vegetarian since high school, and it started with me watching a documentary about global warming. Once I watched the documentary, it's actually by Al Gore, during the presidential election a long time ago. And then I originally thought that all the environmental pollution, it's caused by the industry or the cars and stuff, but then after I did some research, I realized it's all caused by the farming,
right? And so then cow fart,
yeah, methane. So that speeds up the global warming process, and recently there's more and more people around the world, they've been aware of this issue, such as Bill Gates. He just started writing a book about the climate disaster. So yeah, I think it's an issue that everybody should know. And as a surfer, I feel like since we are constantly engaging with the ocean,
right, and the ocean,
and then you just realize how much you want to
protect it.
Yeah.
And you want to keep it clean, you don't want to be surfing in garbage, yeah, all the time.
Yeah, and that's actually how it is. In Bali right now, people are surfing in garbage.
Oh, that's really bad.
Yeah.
So what Daisy does is that she actually, it was so funny this one time when we were taking a shower together. And then I was helping her take off her wetsuit, and then there was stuff falling out of it. I was dude, man, what is this?
What is that thing falling out?
Yeah, what is that? Is this garbage? And she was like, yeah, I picked it up when I was surfing. And I was oh, ew, it's garbage. I don't want to surf with this. And then she put it in her wetsuit.
Yeah.
Super cute. Yeah. I was that's funny.
So yeah, and actually a lot of the professional performers, they
you mean the athletes, right, there's Kelly Slater.
Yeah.
He
talks about eating more plant-based, and diet. Also John Florence.
Yay, John.
And there's these really famous surf couples. Their names are Elena Blanchard and Jack Freestone.
Yeah, so they're super cute.
Yeah, and then, yeah.
She always talks about her vegan diet and how she's obsessed with vegan food and going overboard, just buying all this stuff and then trying these things out.
Mm-hmm.
And she also has a YouTube channel where they share a lot about their recipes or what they eat in a day and their whole
lifestyle,
fitness.
Yeah,
what they do and stuff. I think a lot of people think that if you have a vegan diet or you don't eat meat, that it really affects your performance or affects your energy level or you're hungry all the time because you don't eat meat, right?
But that's completely not true. Yeah.
Because Daisy's been eating
vegetarian for quite, yeah, I've been eating since high school.
Which is how many years?
Let's not talk about that because it will reveal my age.
I tried.
Damn. But anyways, I think when it comes to your diet, it actually affects your overall lifestyle because you become more aware of your impact on the environment, and then you started using less plastic, you start bringing your own Tupperware whenever you go out, and then it also helps with your health. We were just talking about how I'm always hungry. So then whenever I go to work or before I go on a surf trip, I always have a little pocket or a bag of nuts. Yeah.
So, yeah, nuts and berries are really good.
Yeah, and then it really fills you up. You just need like a couple, like 2-3 nuts, and then you're
two or three. Are you like a bird?
No, that I'm exaggerating, but you get the point.
Yeah, okay. So with your little bag of nuts, you will never go hungry again.
Yeah, and then it also gives you like really good fat. And then think of it like this: whenever you eat meat, especially red meat, your body, it's harder to like heavier for your body, and it's
for like your blood, right?
Yeah,
it kind of clogs. It doesn't really clog it, but then it gets like gooey.
Yeah, it makes your blood more viscous and like thicker. So then it doesn't flow as well as like.
Right. So Daisy studied biology in university.
Yeah. So think about like your blood as your main transport of like sending oxygen to your muscle, and that's how your muscle gets like working and like how you can perform sports and stuff. And if your blood is really thick, then the oxygen transport is not as good. Think of it like that.
Right.
And also when you eat a lot of vegetarian stuff, it comes with a lot of fiber.
Right.
And fiber tends to trick your brain into thinking that you're full. So it actually prevents you from overeating.
And you poop easily.
I suppose that's a plus as well. Yeah, so there's, and then a lot of people like ask me, oh, if you feel like less energetic.
No, Daisy's not less energetic. For people who know her, yeah, she's the complete opposite.
Yeah. So your main source of energy, actually, it's called glycogen. It's a way your muscle and your body stores energy.
Oh, okay.
And then it comes from sugar, like
carbohydrates.
Yeah. And then the most direct way of transforming like sugar into glycogen is from like those easily processed grains and beans and fruits and
right.
vegetables.
Right, so I think a lot of people, especially when they're on a diet, they try to avoid carbohydrates.
But you actually want that as like one of your main source of
yeah, so I think food. The thing is that people eat too much processed food. So yeah. Like white rice, you have pasta, or you have like white bread.
Mm-hmm.
I think what's the point here is that we need carbohydrates, but like we need the good
healthy
stuff.
Ones.
Right, like whole food.
And you also need fat.
Right.
Like the healthy
So
fat.
Then if you have like carbohydrates that are whole food, so kind of like sweet potato, or you can have like yam or pumpkin, that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those are a lot better.
And then a good way of getting proteins is from like bean or like
there's like soybean,
soy products,
tofu.
Yeah,
it's pretty good.
Yeah,
I love that stuff.
Exactly, it makes you full.
Yeah, that's true. And then also like you said, like healthy fats, right? So
yeah.
Having like avocado oil or having
coconut oil,
avocado and stuff.
And since we live in Taiwan, like all the stuff we talk about is not as accessible. So then, I don't know, just like...
Like, what do you eat when you're like... Okay, so say you go to like Yilan and stuff, right? You surf in Yilan or you surf in Taidong. Like, is there like good vegetarian places around?
Actually, I feel like if you go to like those like less...
populated places?
Yeah, less populated place. It's harder to find like good vegetarian
food.
Don't
tell me it's always a 7-Eleven sweet potato.
No, I don't eat... I mean, like, I get 7-Eleven sweet potato sometimes.
Right.
But a lot of the time, I just tell the shop that like I want a bowl of rice with tofu and egg and
right.
Veggie.
So you don't want the sauce. You tell them to leave out like the usually there's a lot of like pork mint sauce.
And then it really annoys me because whenever I have to accentuate that like don't put any
right. Last time you
like,
had
pork
like
pork oil or like
I remember Daisy had like the sesame noodles.
Yeah.
Right? Sesame
and then,
paste noodles.
Yeah.
And then,
normally at the shop they don't put meat in it or they don't put any meat sauce in it. But then that one shop that I went with Cindy, like they put meat in it, so now I'm like, oh my god, I can't eat this.
Yeah. She was kind of annoyed.
Yeah. Because I thought like I already ordered something that's like, oh, I'm pretty sure they're not gonna have
right like
have meat.
Who has meat in
the sesame
paste? I guess they're like, oh,
jalapeno. Yeah, it's like an extra thing. But yeah, I don't like that. So then I always have to tell them like, oh, this I don't want.
Right.
want meat. And then and then sometimes they ask me like, oh, do you want fish ball? Gongwan
is like a pork.
Pork ball. And I was like, dude, that's meat.
Yeah.
Then I asked them like, do you want sauce? Do you want like the pork oil sauce?
Oh, really?
This is a 猪油.
Oh, okay. The pork oil one? Oh,
yeah, and then I'm like, no.
Yeah, you don't.
No, thank you.
And this one time, they just added like soy sauce in your noodles?
But I'm okay with soy sauce.
What the? It doesn't taste good.
But then I'm so used to it. I'm just like, okay, fine. I'll just put like soy sauce and some vinegar and like some hot sauce. I'll just eat it.
I was like, oh my god, how are you eating this stuff?
Yeah, but if you go to the big cities, like Taipei has a lot of good vegetarian or vegan. Good.
There's like this Cali Vast Place eatery that's really nice in the Dongxi area.
In the it's like the heart of in the heart of the city.
Yeah,
basically.
There's a
you
lot
can
of
actually
places,
find a lot. Yeah,
vegan places.
Yeah, and there's a couple.
What about in Taidong? Like we always go to Taidong.
Yeah, there's this one shop that I go, but it's not a vegetarian restaurant. It's just they serve vegetarian food.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I just tell them to leave out the meat and stuff.
Or then actually that place has
a lot of
vegetarian options, but it's not a vegetarian restaurant.
Okay.
Yeah. And then yeah, if you go to a big city, it's really easy to find vegetarian food. And then since Taiwan's religion is mostly Buddhism, there's a lot of like the buffet.
Yeah, those are really good though.
It depends.
It depends.
Yeah, because a lot of they have this like process. A lot of them have processed food.
Right, they have processed meat. I don't like those.
Yeah,
those are
I
really
like
weird.
Cold food.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. That's why I cook at home all the time now.
Yeah,
because like you can't really get the veggies that you want, like the variety.
Yeah,
and the taste sometimes they add a lot of weird things inside,
or it's very oily.
Yeah, yeah, that's really gross. Yeah, but if you come to Taiwan and you're vegetarian,
there's
you're
a lot
in good
of
hands.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
Yeah, because of the religion and stuff. A lot of my I remember when I was a kid, we would used to bring lunchbox to school, and then there would always be like one or two kids like be like, oh, I can't eat with everybody because I'm vegetarian, and it's because their parents are Buddhist and they don't eat meat. So bring in like, since we're talking about that, like people are so curious about like, oh, do kids get enough nutrient? I think the best way to like get all the nutrient that you need is like you have all variety of like, different colors of food. Like you can have like, I don't know, bell pepper or like spinach
is really good.
Like pumpkin. Like you just have like all these colors on your plate and then you're probably
eggplant.
Like, yeah.
I love eggplant. I'm sorry, yeah, I didn't have to say that. Like it's purple. It's nice.
Yeah, so basically I just go with the color and you're probably good.
Yeah, color of the rainbow.
Yeah. And brown rice is really good.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Anyways.
There's a couple good. Do we talk about the documentaries?
No.
That we want to watch?
No.
There's this documentary that I've been really wanting to watch. It's called Seaspiracy.
Right.
It's about the environment, I think, but not.
Yeah, there's someone
not about
who recommended
veganism.
It for us, and I was like, oh, it seems really interesting. Why do we want to watch it?
Last but not least, let's talk about what's going on with our upcoming event.
All right, super excited next weekend. It's Mother's Day weekend, but. Yeah. We actually have a all-girls tournament.
Surf
tournament.
Yeah.
That's really exciting.
It's called the Goddess Cup. Yeah. And we are Surfing Sister, who's going to be the MC for the event.
Yeah, host for the event.
Yeah, and then we will probably
follow us on Instagram so that we will do some lives for you guys. Yeah, yeah, definitely. It's going to be so much fun. All-girls.
All-girls, come on.
Yay.
Yeah, and thanks for the organizer who hosted it. Yeah, because I feel like girls, just the sports itself, it's not like
that's
girl friendly.
Well, it's like if there's like 10 or 20 people in the water, there's usually like just one or two girls, I think.
Yeah, and a lot of the times, whenever I go surf on the weekdays, like I would be the only girl in the ocean. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
same, that's what happens.
Yeah, so, yeah, we're super excited.
Yeah, to meet everyone.
It's called the Goddess Cup.
Yeah, so stay tuned.
Follow
us on Instagram.
Yeah, we'll be live.
Live.
On May 8th and 9th.
Yeah.
All right, that's it. Pretty much it for
today.
Today's topic.
Yeah, so
see
hope you guys liked
ya.
It. Bye.
Bye.